It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, giving you a whole lot of mahalo for helping this nonprofit radio station, HawaiiPublicRadio.org, to get in on the giving, and thank you if you already have. My preferred method of gratitude, sharing some of the fun conversations so grateful to have gotten to do here since 2009. Can you stand it? Let's go back to 2017 and sax player Kenny G.
Looking at some of the highlights from your last year, did a thing with George Benson, whole little tour. How did that go?
You know, it went well. We toured together before. In fact, I was his opening act in the 80s. And then in the 90s, I think actually he opened for me on a tour that we did in South Africa, which was a little strange for me because I did not consider George Benson my opening act. But, you know, it was just the way that it was at that time in my career and his career. So we did that. I didn't really like it that much because I didn't want George Benson opening for me. It felt wrong, but it was what it was. Now we're back to doing it again as co-headliners, and so I think it all came full circle.
Back then when you were doing that tour that you were talking about, were you guys sharing the stage playing together or just doing separate sets?
Good question. I think we just did separate sets. This time, we actually did a song together. I played first. I insisted. Even though we're co-headlining, I said, look, George, I'm playing before you. That's just the way it goes. And then during his set, I came out and played a couple of different songs, and it was really a fun moment. Just standing there with George Benson playing, and it's just surreal because I'm in high school listening to George Benson, and now I'm sitting on the stage next to him playing as an equal. It's a bit surreal in a great way.
Right, it's humbling, I can imagine. And that's a great way that you describe it. And it makes me think, when you think about that pairing of you with another cat, and you've done that a few times, you've been so lucky through your life. We recently had Burt Bacharach on the show. He was in town. He actually played where you are. And I see he's just one of the talented folks who was on At Last, the Duets album. Was that something where you recorded together or just did it separately? Or
that was separate. I think almost all of those things were done separately, which was just the way it had to be to put it together with everyone's busy schedules. So it worked out really well that way. And in fact, I worked with Burt Bacharach on another tune. He was producing something for, oh God, who was it? Dionne Warwick, I think, years and years ago. And I remember, because I had just broken my thumb, and I was in a car accident, and I remember being in a cast and walking into the studio. The thumbs are not super, super important for sax players. I mean, they are, but it's not crucial. I can still play it. Anyway, I remember doing a solo with him as the producer on a song that he wrote, and that's the first time I met him. And so, yeah, it was cool. He's a great guy. Really great guy.
That's an intense guy to be around, huh? And especially the thing with Dion, which is an appropriate connection for him, too.
Yeah, Clive Davis was in the studio then as well, because he was, I think, the executive. I honestly didn't feel any intimidation. I never really do, because I figure if somebody wants me, they already know how I play. The only time I ever had a problem was when I think I was doing a solo for, it was either Michael Jackson's record, or I honestly can't remember. It was somebody's record where the guy that was producing it just wanted me to sound like Clarence Clemens. And I said, look, I don't play like Clarence Clemens. Well, can you get that tone? I said, no, I honestly can't, because you're saying to me, could I dunk a basketball on a regular hoop 10 foot high? You're saying, well, just jump higher. Well, I can't. It's not part of who I am. So if that's the sound you want,
higher clearance.
Yeah, if that's the sound you want, I think it's best if I just put my horn back in the case and leave. And they go, yeah, that's probably the best. Oh. So that was wow. And I said, look, no charge, by the way, no charge. I'm out of here.
With Kenny G and a lot of mahalo for you from HPR. I'm Dave Lawrence.